You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, count it all joy. Let's look at James 1 and 2. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. So here this is referring to different trials, different things one may face, whether it's an attack, something to put you in position to have to examine your faith, examine the situation to see really where you are in your belief system, something that will cause one to have to look at a situation and not let the situation overtake them by what they see. So in the book of Acts chapter 27, Paul is on this ship and he respectfully gives a warning to let it be known what will happen if they continue on this journey, on this ship. And the warning that he gave was not received. Here he is as a prisoner on this ship with other prisoners, and he's led to give what he perceives is going to happen about the hurt that will happen to them, their lives being in danger, and continuing on this voyage that they had sought out to go on was not a good idea. But his warning was ignored. And the result of that was they ended up out here in the middle of this big storm. The sea was rough and they had no sunshine, no stars. I mean, it was completely dark. It was completely dark for X amount of days. After being in this darkness, then Paul is given this word by an angel, which put Paul at ease. And Paul began to share the message to let it be known, you should have listened to what I told you. But nevertheless, you didn't listen, but it's okay because I believe God. This is what an angel of God came and told me, and I believe God. So his faith remained where it needed to be. And as he began to share that, hey, we're going to live, we're going to make it, but this ship will not. So anybody on that ship worrying about their life could now be at ease knowing everything's going to be okay. So when it comes to count it all joy is taking a situation and really looking at it and having one's faith where it needs to be. Like there's no need to worry. There's no need to be overwhelmed or let a situation overtake you. And Paul in this situation on the ship is a perfect example of it was not Paul's decision that caused him to be in danger this way because he gave a warning. But because he was not listened to, because those that were in the place of decision making did not take heed to what he said, it put everyone on that ship in danger. Their life was at risk in the moment. But being in that dark place, no stars for X amount of days, no sun for X amount of days, the sea being rough, they were skilled in what they could do on the ship, so they knew certain things that needed to be done to lighten the load. Sometimes one may share something and it's not received at the beginning, but sometimes after being in a rough place, after normal situations and normal circumstances get shaken up and it's completely dark, one has no sense of direction in a moment because what they thought it would be is not that in that moment. And the same voice that cried out prior to the roughness of the sea, the roughness of the situation, the roughness of the trial, it was ignored. And now after things have gotten rough, sometimes after things get rough and it's dark for a season or it's dark for a moment, now all ears are listening. Now what needs to be said can be heard and received, but it comes with a cost. But even with that, count it all joy is no matter how rough it gets, faith is being tested in a moment. When one stands firm on what they believe, it is showing that the faith is genuine. The faith is real. It's not just talk. After Paul gave this warning and it didn't, you know, register with those who could have listened the first time around, Paul's faith didn't waver. Paul still believed God. And Paul spoke what he believed. Paul stood firm on what he believed. And he had to go through and experience the shipwreck. He had to go through and experience the roughness, the trial, the place that he allowed his faith to remain intact. a place that could have been avoided had those he spoken to and gave the warning listened. But nevertheless, since they didn't, it did not affect his faith. Here's an example of count it all joy. Count it all joy when it's rough. Count it all joy when though you've spoken and you've given warning and those that could have listened didn't, and yet you're affected. You're in the middle of it. You're affected, not because of your own doing, but because of the circumstances. But even in that, your faith does not waver. Your faith remains. Your faith is genuine. Your faith is real. Understanding that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And here's my moment of transparency. I know what it's like to experience things that are rough in a moment and to give insight and warning and it not be heeded to. Yet that whole portion of being affected because you're connected, experiencing some rough places and things, but trusting God through it. I know what it's like to share the warning, to share the insight and it not be heeded to, and experience that the whole process of things falling apart, roughness, hard places, and having to trust God through it all. So I encourage you, when you find yourself in the midst of a trial, in the midst of a hard place, in the midst of a place that if it was up to you, you wouldn't go through this. If it was up to you, when you perceived the danger, you would have gone a different direction. But because you've had to endure that place, trust God to keep you. Because it's not about running away from the storm. The trials, the hard places are where faith is tried and tested, yet one matures and grows and comes into a place of really knowing who God is. Trusting God in those hard places, trusting God in those places where one has no control over how rough the storm is. But even as the storm is raging, and even as the things are getting rough, and even as the trial is hard, it's challenging, not getting caught up by what one sees, moving in wisdom, taking heed to what God has already spoken, and trusting God through that trial, trusting God through that hard place, and know that no matter how hard the trial is, no matter what's going on around one with the elements, circumstances that are beyond one's control, when you've done all you can do and you're allowing God to lead you, to guide you, to show you, and you're trusting him through it, no matter what comes, no matter how rough it gets, God is in control. That trial can be used. That hard place can be used to get you to your next destination, to get you to your next place. So I encourage you, count it all joy and trust God through it all. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you for the one that may be in that place that is possibly frustrated because they've given warning and warning has not been taken heed to, paid attention to, received. Yet they're finding themselves in the midst of a storm, in the midst of a situation, yet they are still believing you at your word, trusting you in it. Give them the strength, Lord, to keep holding on, to not let go of your word, because you're in control, God. To trust you through the storm, to know that no matter how rough this trial that they're dealing with may be, as long as they trust you through it, and as long as their faith is where it needs to be, that this trial is revealing that their faith is real, revealing their belief system is rooted and grounded in you as they count it all joy. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed.
Thank you for joining me on deck in the triage room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the triage room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed.
One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.